It's time for today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day. And then on Friday, we're giving away Slipknot Volbeat tickets on the No Sweat News quiz.
That's awesome.
Big show at the PNC Bank Arts Center this summer. And Dateline, New Jersey, it's a follow-up to that guy who won the lottery. Remember, he lost the ticket and they turned it in and it turned out it was a winner and he got $200 million or so.
Yeah, the Good Samaritan.
Turned out he had just gotten a divorce last October.
Yes.
And everyone said, well, you're going to give the ex-wife some?
Yeah.
Well, the ex-wife has chimed in saying, yeah, I wouldn't take him back even with the money.
Oh, so she doesn't want money?
She says, he's not appealing to me all of a sudden just because he's got $200 million.
Well, okay.
So I'm not, no, I wouldn't take him back now that he's got the cash.
Forget about him. Would she take the money? Is she asking for money?
She does say that, yeah, I hope he does the right thing and tosses some my way. Yeah,
well, you know what? You're talking trash. Now I hope he doesn't.
There it is.
You don't need to do that.
Would you take your ex back if they hit the lottery and they came asking you? I don't know that I would.
No comment.
Okay. Well, that's the follow-up on that story, and it's probably the last we'll hear from either one of them.
Okay.
Because he'll be out on a bender for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to disappear.
Dateline Ohio for story number two. Can I get a collective, ew?
Uh-oh.
A couple in Sandusky, Ohio just got busted. They were caught having sex in a hot tub at a water park.
Oh, God. There are
the filthiest, most disgusting place you could possibly be is a water park hot tub.
Oh, my God.
Let alone getting it on. The only reason they got arrested is the lifeguard came over and said, hey, dude, it's...
There's like families.
What are we doing? And they wouldn't stop.
Oh, God.
So the 20-something olds got busted for doing it in a hot tub at a water park.
That is not class personified right there.
Yuck.
That's like some disgusting human stew that I want no part of.
No part of. Yeah, human stew is right. It's all in there.
I don't want anything to do with that.
It's not frothy because it's clean.
Oh.
And now, the people at Peeps want you to participate in a Easter version of Elf on a Shelf called Peep on a Perch.
Peep on a Perch.
And I'm saying, let's go get the pitchforks and burn down the factory.
Oh, jeez.
No,
you feel strongly about this.
Way. I Elf on a Shelf, if that ever comes into my house, I'm leaving. That would be the way to get me to leave as a final note.
Oh, jeez.
Peep on a...
Peep on a Perch.
Peep on a Perch, not happening. But for about $20 on Amazon right now for the second year in a row, they want people to, you know, move the peep around the house as if it's some sort of mystical something or other.
Hell no.
Exactly.
I don't even like peeps in general, unless you have a bowl of hot fudge. Have you ever then tried dipping your peep into the hot fudge?
It sounds like a diabetic cardiac arrest, but it actually also sounds pretty good.
That's the only way I'll eat them.
Yeah,
sometimes I dip my peeps into hot fudge, and I'm happy as a pig, and you know what.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're too marshmallow for me.
And that is today's No Sweat News. Let's all avoid this peep on a perch, shall we? Can we agree as parents?
I am actually going to agree with you on this one.
That's the No Sweat News. Slipknot Volbeat tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. We'll have three more stories that could win you the tickets tomorrow at about this time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.